at coming in the future. So the year is 2010. As you all know by this stage, once I go through the introductions, is that AMD will have 8 cores on one chip. Now, by this time they've realised that they're going to need more grunt than ever before on the desktop, more powerful, they need something bulky, over the top. Now, after years of research and pumping up speeds as much as possible, they released their first desktop chip based on the technology, the Testosterone. Not to be left behind, the server division of AMD works doubly hard. They ask themselves the questions, what are servers used for these days? Inevitably, the answer comes back, the internet. After many focus group sessions and further research, AMD focuses their talents into flesh tone acceleration, in-test sound processing, and auto-sensoring technology for the OptiProm. Not happy with pissing off Jack Thompson regularly, Rockstar decides to get into the online development arena and get together with Blizzard. Together with Blizzard's experience, they develop World of Warcraft. A year later, just to make things a little bit bigger and better, World of Warcraft Stormwind Andreas comes out. Not wanting to stop a roll, they then get into the older people who watch the ABC and release World of Richard Moorcraft. In 2010, Samsung finally combines its mobile armored division and display division to create a monitor that will truly blow you away. In 2010, Doom is finally released on Mac. Now, in an effort to supply the everlasting demands of speed and power, ATI has built a nuclear reactor into their newest GPU, requiring them to violate environmental safety regulations by entirely encasing their video cards in lead bricks. Given the task of promoting them, the marketing department rebrands them as Iradeons. Now, in the face of the radical success of the Nintendo Wii, the next generation console, the Nintendo Faces, will be released. Nintendo reps swear it's just a mistranslation, but they decide to press on with a name nonetheless. This is, however, nowhere near as controversial as their new game controller, the Flow Controller. Now, in order to keep up with increasing power, consoles just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So Microsoft releases the Xbox Origami, the first console that as you take it out of the box, you have to fold it up again so it remains small. In 2010, Sony releases the PlayStation 3. Asus releases a portable gaming device specifically to help you win at Counter-Strike, with applications such as Headshot Helper, Wall Hackerama, and Speed Me Up. They have no choice but to call it the Mobile Pwn. And finally, deciding that game celebrities just don't cut it anymore in terms of advertising their products and just can't get enough pull, Asus decides to pull a real celebrity, Mr. Samuel L. Jackson. Now, after months of research and focus group sessions, they decide on a branding campaign for their boards, and that is snakes on a motherfucking board. And that's Atomic's view of the future.